A protest by a California man who claimed his entry in a Federal Trade Commission contest wasn't properly evaluated was dismissed by the Government Accountability Office back in 2013. However, that protester, David Frankel, followed up by suing in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. In this week's Legal Loop segment, procurement attorney Joe Petrillo, a partner at the law firm Petrillo & Powell, joins me to discuss this new ruling further. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
And this is something that's actually interested me for a long time, and when agents, because we see so many more of these agency contests and challenge grants and so forth. Are they procurements? Are they contracts? I guess, what are they? So why don't you give us the facts in this case to start off with?
Sure. A 2010 law, the America Competes Reauthorization Act, authorized federal agencies to award prizes in these contests so long as the competition was to stimulate innovation that could advance the agency's mission, which is a pretty broad standard. So the Federal Trade Commission decided it would hold a competition to get ideas on how to block illegal robocalls, which is something I think we'd all like to see done. And the ideas submitted by contestants would be evaluated by a panel of experts, and the proposal or proposals that got the highest score would get a $50,000 prize. In return for that, the contestants agreed to allow the FTC to post their submissions on its website, and you can go there and take a look at them if you're interested. The contest was held, and FTC awarded prizes to two different submissions, thought two of them were worth giving prizes to. Mr. Frankel, however, is the person who brought these cases, thought that the rules hadn't been followed, and his submission should have gotten the prize. So he started by bringing a bid protest to the Government Accountability Office. GAO, of course, as you know, handles many bid protests, but they dismissed this one. They concluded that the contest did not...
Just a question. Did they not take the case, or did they dismiss the protest?
Well, they dismissed it. They looked at it, and they said, this is not... And the agency came in and said, this is not something you should be hearing, GAO. And GAO said, yes, we agree. We're dismissing it. Never got to the merits of whether Mr. Frankel's case had any real substance to it. They said that... We handle bid protests of contracts. This doesn't look to us like a real contract. The FTC is not really buying goods or services here. There's a license to post things on the website, but you get that is something all of the contestants give. It's not in return for the prize money. So they said this is not the kind of bid protest we handle, and they dismissed the case. Mr. Frankel did not let matters rest there. He went then to the Court of Federal Claims, and he was seeking an injunction from the court in which the court would declare that he was the correct prize winner and would award him the prize. And the government did the same thing. They went to the court and they said, look, this is not a case that's within your jurisdiction. You can't hear this case, just in the same way that the GAO couldn't hear the case, and asked the court to dismiss the case. They won part of the dismissal that they were seeking, but not all of it. The court said, well, we can't issue an injunction because the law that permits us to issue an injunction really applies only to procurement contracts, and we don't think the government's procuring anything here. So instead, they say, well, we do think, though, we have the jurisdiction to award damages here. And the reason is this. When you make an announcement, such as a contest, setting down rules and promising something to a winner, if someone goes through that process and merits the prize, you've formed a contract. It's not the usual type of contract where the two parties exchange promises about what they're going to do in the future. Here, one party makes a promise, which constitutes an offer, and the other party accepts that offer by taking the action specified in the offer. And that forms a binding contract called a unilateral contract under the law. The Court of Federal Claims say, yep, we can hear that part of the case.
And so have they heard it yet?
Not yet. There's no judgment yet. But Mr. Frankel's got, I think, a tough case here. In order to prevail, he would have to show that the FTC violated the rules that they laid out as to how this competition was being held, first of all, and that he had the actual winning submission.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, besides whether or not he's legally entitled to do this, none of it settles. By the way, we're speaking with procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Washington. None of it says whether his idea was any good or not.
Well, I think it's very unlikely that the court is going to sit down there, review the submissions, and say, yep, you had the best one. You know, Mr. Frankel is going to have to show something like, well, there's apparently a point scoring system that was used here. He's going to have to show something like, well, I got the most points, but they didn't give me the prize, which probably isn't the case. But
it's kind of rich that it's the Federal Trade Commission that is kind of the other end of the kind of thing it usually goes after people for.
That is ironic. That is absolutely ironic. You would think that they wouldn't be doing the sort of thing they enforce. But
couldn't it be argued that maybe the government is procuring something and they're procuring intellectual property?
I think that's an interesting question. I think this, you know, it got glossed over here because all the contestant entrants provided the right to post their entries on the website. But you could imagine a contest in which people would be afraid to part with their ideas without compensation, and only the prize winner would be giving the government the right to use his or her solution. And in that case, it does begin to look a little bit more like a procurement, but we don't have any precedent on that yet.
Well, the other way they could do it is the kind of queen for a day type of process. I guess I'm dating myself there, but you know, have a crowd vote on it, so instead of having judges, maybe that would be a way around this.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to call that the American Idol solution.
Yeah, that's a little bit more up-to-date reference than queen for a day. And so what do you think this says to agencies that have become so fond of contests, because you see them popping up almost every month from somebody?
Well, I suppose if cases like this become common, they might be discouraged from using this technique, but I rather doubt they will become common. There is another case involving a competition for the Korean War Memorial, and in that case, it's kind of an odd situation. The winner got the prize money, but then they started changing the winner's design, and the winner got so upset they went to court and sought damages for damage to their reputation and for loss of future business and such things. And the court held, no, you're not going to get those damages. Either we don't have jurisdiction because they sound in tort, or they're too speculative for us to award. So that the most you're going to get here, I think, in damages is probably the prize money. And I don't think there are going to be a lot of cases that are brought saying, well, I deserve that instead of the real winners.
All right. Joseph Petrillo is a partner at the law firm Petrillo & Powell. Interesting case. Joe, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.